The idea behind synergy is that a big group coming together to solve problems works better than smaller groups working on their own. Collectively, they can take on a looming worker shortage and help businesses which are struggling under health care costs. Governor Jim Doyle put a positive spin on the region's potential for solving these problems.
This upper Midwest region, and again, you are in the very heart of it, in the emerging global flat world economy, as it's often called now, it is so well situated. It'd be nice if it was about 25 degrees warmer, but other than that, it has absolutely everything that people are looking for in the new emerging world economy.
Compliments aside, Paul Stitt, the man who founded Natural Ovens Bakery in Manitowoc, got right to work, outlining to conference goers how his company cut healthcare costs by 30%. The outspoken advocate for getting healthcare expenses under control says one thing his company does is provide nutritious, free food to employees at all times.
This is really important. If you make junk food convenient for them, they will consume it, and then you will pay the cost of their misbehavior, of their sicknesses, and all of their problems. So for the 10 cents you make on the vending machines, you end up spending hundreds of dollars with employee fights, employee sick days, employees having bad morale and being depressed.
If he had his way, Stitt says he'd tax junk food so high no one could afford it. And he advocates close access to hiking trails for employees. Natural Ovens also uses a tracking system to find the best and cost-efficient hospitals to use. But first, of course, there have to be workers coming to a region who need health insurance. Synergy host and former member of Congress Steve Gunderson says thinking on that has been turned upside down.
If there's a challenge we face, it is that our young people are going to college, they're getting good educations, and they're leaving the area. If we have the skilled workers in the next decade, industry will come. We used to think you would bring in the industry and then you'd get the workers. Just the opposite now. You get the workers, the industries will come because they're looking for those skilled workers.
Meanwhile, the governor says as the fastest growing region in the state, Western Wisconsin will help expand the state's economy. By 2012, the number of jobs in the region is expected to grow by 14%. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.